This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This show brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. While oftentimes we find ourselves scratching our heads about agriculture's relationship with the EPA, it seems more times than not lately we are finding our arguments settled in the courtrooms rather than in conference rooms. So what can be done to help resolve that relationship and give farmers the tools they need, but also protect the environment that we also count on to pass on to the next generation? We talk with EPA's Region 7 Administrator next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Region 7 of the Environmental Protection Agency includes the state of Iowa, and Meg McAllister is the administrator. She talked with us about the importance of improving our relationship. First of all, it starts with understanding the issues that farmers are concerned about. While McAllister doesn't make the policy, her job is to work through it with the farmers in a large chunk of the Midwest.
Technology does not come overnight. We do know, and based on a lot of years of experience, that farmers and ranchers are innovators. And we need to make sure that we are having conversations together, again, both at the regional level, but also at the headquarters level, to be able to address the needs and concerns of our ag stakeholders and our partners, and make sure that we are figuring out what tools can be available and how we can work together to find great solutions.
McAllister says the EPA is working hard to help bridge the divide between agriculture and the agency, and they're trying to gain more understanding by having agricultural-minded people in positions in the agency.
We cannot solve issues if we are not out in the field, literally, talking to people about the things that they are being challenged with. And that's one of the reasons why we have our ag advisors in each of our 10 regions. We have actually, just in the last year at the headquarters level, established a new Office of Ag and Rural Affairs. That is one thing. We know that we have had great relationships with the ag community over many, many years, but it's really important to us that we formalize the importance of those relationships. And so we do have that new office, and it's a really exciting time for us.
McAllister adds that farmers have been really great about adopting more conservation farming practices and also trying new things to help mitigate what sometimes can be negative effects brought on by farming.
There have been a lot of innovations in terms of climate smart agriculture. We talk a lot about resiliency, regenerative ag practices, cover crops, I mean, precision agriculture. There are a lot of interesting things that we are talking about in our conversations. Just a lot of really amazing things that people are working on. We've seen GPS collars being used on some ranches. So there are a lot of things that people are talking about that they're starting to utilize. And it's exciting for us to be able to be a part of those conversations, because then we can see how we can best support it, either from the EPA side, but also from the perspective of talking with our federal partners at USDA, seeing what ways we can continue to move those conversations forward, connect people with the right resources, even if it's not from within EPA, and just doing the best we can to support each other along the way.
McAllister says the EPA, especially in Region 7, really values its relationship with America's farmers, and they want to work to find common sense solutions to common problems. For Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network's Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.